SEPTA funding crisis. Continuing coverage on KYW News Radio.
Is there a glimmer of hope this morning? State lawmakers from Philly are expressing optimism that there could be an agreement to fund SEPTA on the horizon. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the latest on negotiations from the Wissahickon Transit Center this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, there seems to be some movement here towards a deal in Harrisburg. That is according to four lawmakers who spoke with our partners with NBC 10. He had two Democratic lawmakers. He had State Reps Morgan Cephas and Elizabeth Fiedler, and Republican State Rep Martina White and Senator Joe Picozzi. Now, in Picozzi's words, everyone is getting closer, and they want to keep the ball rolling.
We're going to keep fighting and keep fighting, all of us in the city, to get this done. Politics is difficult, but we're fighting very, very hard to deliver results for the people back home, and we are going to get it done.
Representative Cephas, who is chair of the Philadelphia House delegation, says they get frequent updates on the negotiations taking place between the governor and House and Senate leaders.
It's imperative for all of us to just stay at the table, to stay informed, and to do what we can to ensure that we get a deal that works for all of Pennsylvania.
Now, what seems to have helped is an openness from Governor Shapiro and then House Majority Leader Matt Bradford on the Republican idea of using the Public Transportation Trust Fund. Now, Republicans also wanted to use some of that money for roads and bridges, but Shapiro has maintained, Carol, that that money can't be depleted since it's supposed to pay for transit capital projects and maintenance. So that seems to be a big part of the negotiations right now, how to use the Public Transportation Trust Fund.